AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The pleas were guilty today from Peyton Gendron, the white man who shot and killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. Besides murder, Gendron pleaded guilty to hate-motivated terrorism charges. District Attorney John Flynn says it means a life sentence without parole.
We do not have a death penalty in New York State, so the life without parole is, in fact, the highest charge we have. And he got that automatically.
A judge accepted a plea deal for a man who randomly killed a Florida couple in their garage 6 years ago and then shot on one victim's face. It means Austin Harrouf will be sent to a mental hospital for treatment. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. The world's biggest active volcano began erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years.
Mauna Loa began erupting late last night on Hawaii's Big Island.
It's not a time to be alarmed.
Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth says the lava flows are contained within the volcano's summit area and are not threatening any communities.
We have not had to do any evacuations.
Still, Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency has opened two shelters amid reports of some people self-evacuating. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory's Ken Hahn says history indicates summit eruptions do not pose any danger to people, but they should stay vigilant.
Any Mauna Loa eruption is something to be concerned with.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Police say the suspect in a triple homicide in Southern California who died in a shootout with police was a Virginia law enforcement officer who police believe drove across the country to meet a teenage girl before killing three members of her family. The niece of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling on people across the world to pressure their governments to cut ties with Tehran over its violent suppression of anti-government protests. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The case of a Milwaukee elections official who asked for false military absentee ballots is raising the question if Wisconsin should change the way it makes people on active duty ask for absentee ballots online. Service members don't have to show a photo ID to get an absentee ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is talking about requiring military voters to use their common access card to verify who they are. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets this week to certify the November 8th vote. County election officials finished their count last week. Once the ballots are certified Wednesday morning, we'll have an official number for voter turnout. In sports, Philadelphia beat the Packers last night, the Bucks beat Dallas, and Luke Fickell is introduced today as the Badgers' new football coach. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You must hate trying to converse with me then, because all I do is text.
And that's why I call you.
Jay is a forager of funny tunes that are tangentially connected to the topic at hand. Just never turn Civic Media off.
Just have us on, all the time.
Tell Alexa, just keep it going.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! I am back! Oh my gosh!
Thank heavens.
Sunday scaries were at a whole different level yesterday. Oh man, I was like, do I remember how to do this? It's been a minute since I've been sitting in this big chair behind this big microphone, and I don't even know if I can get the camera to work right now as far as just people touching my stuff.
Yeah, things happened when you were gone.
So Jane Mandair, how are you?
I am so glad you're back.
I have missed you.
I have missed you too. We've all missed you, and you had great fill-in hosts. Dan Schaefer and Joe Kopecky, and of course Philip Morris, and then Carol Kane came in with me for a couple of days. But it's always nice to have the home team back.
The home team.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back.
We're revitalized, refreshed, bronzed.
When is the last time you took a two-week vacation?
I don't know if I've ever taken a two-week vacation.
Seriously.
Because I think the only thing close to this was with my ex-boyfriend who was French. We would go over, but that wasn't really a vacation, because I would say that when you're visiting your like significant other's family, most of whom who don't speak the same language as you.
Oh boy, that's not a lot of
fun. It's not necessarily relaxing.
No.
It's a lot of
Sure.
And like speaking slowly and the very little French I actually picked up. So this was the first time I've actually taken that much time and actually didn't work. Because I think ahead of time we were joking about, was I really going to be able to go that long without working? And I'll be honest, I was on my phone a fair amount.
Okay. Because you were texting folks and
stuff. I was on, I would consume things. But the trick was on me, because I had brought my laptop, and Mike had said, if you bring that laptop, I'm throwing it into the ocean. And I said, I'm just going to bring it anyways. I was, because I thought I was going to like work on, we got our wedding photos back. So I was going to work on like albums and stuff like that.
Sure.
But because I'm me, of course, on the flight in between, we ended up flying because there was the tropical
Hurricane
storm Nicole.
Right.
We had to reroute and go to Miami instead of Orlando. And on the flight from Chicago to Miami, I left my entire little bag of my computer charger, external batteries, and I just, once my computer was dead, it was dead.
Oh,
and there was nothing I could do about it. Really didn't work at all, or at least I had lots of thoughts, but really didn't work at all until yesterday. And so it was a true It was a true vacation. And so I have the 10 things I learned about vacation, but in general, just want to set up what's coming up on today's show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And so what did I miss? We would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What did I miss in the last 2 weeks? I have a rundown of kind of my summary of what, through osmosis, I think happened while I was gone. But shoot us a text at the bottom of the hour and let me know what I missed. And then at 12, we're going to be joined by Elsie Flennard, who is the mayor of Podcast Town.
Yes.
And he has started a new academy. So if you're interested in learning how to podcast, you'll want to turn in for this segment at 12:30. How much do Black Friday and Cyber Monday dictate your shopping habits? And how much do they ruin your holiday weekend? Let us know. At 1 p.m., we will talk about that Packers. I will say loss, but I actually felt kind of good about it.
Did you?
I mean, besides the fact that I have Jalen Hurts as my fantasy football quarterback, so that didn't hurt. But, you know, I had some hopeful thoughts about how we actually looked compared to how the season's been. So Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company will be back for Packers Pundit Playback. And at 1:30, what is your definition of a good job?
What does it mean?
Because I don't know if we have a shared definition as a society of what a good job is. But there's one group that has tried to nail down that definition. So we'll see if you agree or disagree with what they found. But for this first half hour, I have some thoughts on things that I learned while on vacation.
Excellent.
So we'll probably do five now and see how far we get.
Okay.
And we'll do five when we come back.
All right.
But 10 things I learned on my 2-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. Number one, pick a partner you can spend 2 weeks straight with.
That's not as easy as people think.
And I mean, there's so much that goes into it. I mean, what that actually means, because it's, you can spend 2 weeks straight with, you can be on vacation with, you travel well together. But this, we don't really bicker much anyways. We tease each other a lot, but this is my first relationship ever, which is probably why I married him, where we don't like argue very much. We get along very well, but it's also the picking the person who wants to do the same things on vacation. You know, what I realized about Aruba is, having not been there, is there are certainly places in Aruba that might as well be Florida in the way that they're just so tourist Americanized.
Yeah.
And, you know, we watched the Packers game at Hooters.
They have Aruba Hooters.
There's no Hooters left in Wisconsin. So he's like, no, we got to go. But in general, you know, and I that is not the kind of vacation. If we're going to go somewhere, I want to experience things. And that's largely how he is, too, is like finding the local dive bar or the local restaurant that is not just catered to tourists, but is where people who actually live there eat. There's, you know, balancing relaxation with adventure. And also, I think the main thing is someone who, because not shockingly, I like to meet other people while we're on vacation and have conversations. And so does he. So I would say in general, I knew that already, but it was a reminder of pick someone that you can not only spend 2 weeks straight with, but also travel well with.
Yes.
Where it doesn't become more stressful because of that person.
Yes.
Number two kind of correlates with that. Make conversations with the people next to you because you never know who is going to be a new friend. Two different instances of that. We had this 1-8-course prefix dinner thing, and it was a smaller group, but I'm talking to people next to me, Mike's talking to people next to him, and turns out one of the women who was in this, it was a couple and her, she is a traveling professional piano bar performer.
Wow.
So we saw her perform at the Sopranos Bar and Grill, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's in the touristy part of Aruba. But not only that, she said, oh, you guys are from Milwaukee. Do you know Walker's Pint, which is a lesbian bar in Walker's Point? He goes, I love Betsy. She's going to be here December 20th to perform.
That's crazy.
And so she was wonderful. So like that connection was made. And then we ended up making friends who live in Tennessee, who they had overheard us talking about like Park City, Utah. And they're like, they both had sweet Southern accents. And they said, you guys talking about Park City? Like they lived there for 6 years. They ended up staying at the same Airbnb as us. And we spent like 3 nights with them going to like karaoke at a dive bar and playing games and stuff. And so like she's a flight attendant. And so now she's like, I'm going to look for layovers in Milwaukee. And so like now we have new friends.
That's wonderful.
Number three, iguana tastes like chicken.
I wasn't sure if you were kidding when you sent me that text.
Dead serious. We went to, this was in Curaçao. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Curaçao. It was founded in 1936. It is the current owner's father or grandfather started it. I forgot. But he was a delight. And one of the things they had on the menu was iguana. A lot of little bones. You got to be careful for the little bones. Yeah. But otherwise, the taste of it, a lot like chicken. I think the next thing after that, as far as weird stuff that we tried, was goat. But I think I'd had goat before. It's a big Jamaican thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Lots of goats in general on both islands.
I bet. And iguanas.
And iguanas. Yeah. Every time I saw an iguana after that, I'm like, I'm sorry about your friend.
You weren't squeamish about it at all. Did it look like chicken when it came on the plate?
Yeah. You know, it was like a little nugget of meat that had been marinated and cooked well. And yeah, it just, you know, it's funny because I think back to the conversation we had with Joel Clayfish as far as who has who can actually do the hunting and the gutting and the preparing of an animal. And for most of us who don't do those things, what shows up on your plate, you're like, all right, like this is what, I don't know the difference.
I can do this.
Yeah. And so, the iguana tastes like a chicken for anyone who was wondering. And we'll start with end with four and then come back after the break to give you my other six. But roundabouts work. Roundabouts on Aruba specifically, I don't think we stopped at a single stoplight. And Curaçao, there was more, but predominantly roundabouts everywhere. Now, was there not incidents where you were like, who's going to go? And we're going to talk about this later in the week, that Milwaukee, obviously known for how bad reckless driving has been, but it's a national like phenomenon right now of how bad driving is across the country.
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking how much roundabouts could help out Milwaukee, because even if you get in an accident, the angles are just different. And so it's never going to be a T-bone collision. It's like a fender bender of who was merging, but you have to slow down. It was just, again, I'm sure there's going to be people who hate roundabouts and would fight me to the death on this take.
No question.
But I came back saying these things work. We should invest in them.
It keeps things moving.
All right. So when we come back from our first break, I will have my other six things that I learned while I was on my 2-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm back, baby.
And I know you were seeing, you were learning it. Was there something that made me come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
And we tease him a lot, but we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 44. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, 35. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers, highs around 51. Upper 20s Wednesday with a chance for snow. Low 30s, sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That's right, I am back. I've been gone for a while. No, I did not get fired. The show is still here. I'm still kicking.
Yes.
But I am back. I have lots of energy. Very excited. But we are going over the 10 things I learned while on a two-week vacation. At the end of this hour, we're actually going to talk about what did I miss. So if you have things that you feel like I should know that happened while I was gone, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or call us at the bottom of the hour at 844-967-2789. But for now, number five.
Okay.
It was a reminder that slavery definitely shaped the world, because more so in Curaçao than in Aruba, but they were Dutch, so they're Dutch islands, Dutch colonies, that I was reading the history of them, and originally, I think not surprisingly, Spain was the first European country to quote-unquote find Aruba, but through wars or whatever, but for most of time, they've been Dutch colonies, and it was interesting because even before I left, when Judge Mosley was here, he had also, now probably 20-some years ago, went on his honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. And he said, you know, just be more careful in Curaçao.
Really?
And I think what I walked away from both islands feeling is that there is a much more distinct culture in Curaçao. And it was interesting talking to one of our waitresses the last night that we were there. And she, white woman, so of Dutch or like descent, I would say, but grew up on the island. And she just said, you know, just like, there's a lot more slavery here than there was over there. And I think like the long lasting effects of poverty and diversity and how it shaped both the beautiful architecture of all these colorful buildings that are in Curaçao. And it doesn't feel like it had its own distinct culture that was created over time versus it seems like, it sounds like Aruba was a little bit more vacant up until it got developed into being so much
a tourist. I mean,
there's also a lot of oil there, which was interesting. There was lots of refineries that we saw, but we're also super close to Venezuela.
True.
And so, there was a museum in Curaçao that kind of talked about the slave trade and stuff. And so, you know, just a reminder that most of the West was a huge part of the history of the Caribbean and America.
Populated by other people.
And South America, yes. All right, number six. Variety matters.
In what way?
Too much of one thing, it starts to lose its luster.
Yes.
The last night we were there, we had this, it was, an Airbnb, but they also have a restaurant. They just start cooking for their guests at first. But then there were so many Airbnbs in the area that they started just opening up a little tiny restaurant. They only probably take 10 people a night, but it's just this couple and there's not even a menu. When you make your reservation, like, well, what do you want to eat?
And we'll make it for you.
Yeah. I was like, well, what do you want to eat? Like, what do you want? You want meat? You want fish? You want that? And so we were talking to the husband and we said that we're from Wisconsin and we put our little pin in the map that they have of all their different guests who've ate at their restaurant or stayed at their Airbnb, put a pin on the map from where they're from. And we said Milwaukee, and he knew Chicago. He didn't know Milwaukee, but he was saying how his daughter, when they went, just loved the snow.
Really?
Because he's like, he's just like, you know, in the way that you think about how much you just have the same thing and it's paradise, but you just, the sun sets because you're so close to the equator. The sun sets almost the same time every single day. It's beautiful every single day. We were there in the quote rainy season and it was.
Did you get any rain?
It rained almost every day. It rains for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was only one day out of 13 days that it just poured all day. And we, you know, I mean, it's a warm rain.
Warm,
so
yeah.
Even if you want to go play in the rain, you can.
Yeah.
And so, but even more than that, what I realized is because most of what we drank is light beer. Because anything that you can get here, any kind of craft beer that is imported over there, that's way too expensive. Like,
sure.
Fine, I'll just have the Balashi or the local beer that gets made there. That's $3, $2. But we landed in Orlando on the way home. And I was like, I really want an IPA.
I want something nice and hoppy.
Yes, different than this light beer. So it was just, you know, like, it's good to change things up. And too much of anything can get old. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll finish this up after the bottom of the hour. But I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Excellent.
It took me actually having my phone die or not have any service for me to just sit down and pay attention and play a game with my husband instead of play games on my phone. But I learned and I got pretty good at it. I think I'm about 50-50 right now as far as how many times I beat Mike versus how many times he beat me.
Ooh, that's got a sting
and
for
so
Mike.
I'm now on the hunt of other good card games to play one-on-one because I think I appreciated how much fun it was to play a game with him.
And yeah, as long as you're playing with someone who's even tempered.
Yes, which
know?
He is.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
he is. And so, yeah, so I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Congratulations.
Still have to. We just played one-on-one. Are you a cribbage person?
I haven't played cribbage in many years. I used to play, and I only did one-on-one.
Okay. Because I guess you can play in partners, too. But now I'm like, oh, should I learn? Because I never learned euchre.
I've never learned euchre.
That's like a
either.
Huge Wisconsin thing. Is the euchre? My dad's side of the family plays sheep's head. Still, never learned that. Gin rummy. There's like so. It's now just opening up a world of
cards
of cards that I play that can help me put my phone down because I'm still not very good at that.
Sheep's head is tough.
I heard it's tough.
It's tough.
It's a lot of rules.
I had my first marriage. My former father-in-law tried to teach me. He was not a good teacher.
Oh.
He's one of those very, what did you do that for? I don't know because I don't know this game. So, yeah, my sheep's head career was very short.
Very short. Yeah. All right. Well, I still got three more. This was taking longer than I thought it would. I've got three more of the 10 things I learned on my 2-week honeymoon. So stick with us. And then when we come back, we're also going to talk about why Americans just don't take vacations, even with the few vacation days that they get. So let us know. Do you have vacation days stored up for 2022? Are you planning on using them? 844-967-2789. Give us a text. Give us a call. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Sha 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Ukraine is preparing for more Russian strikes after an apparent lull in attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia will continue to bombard Ukraine as long as they have missiles to do so. In the West, preparations were stepped up to boost humanitarian aid to Ukraine ahead of expected blistering cold weather. Norway's foreign minister visited the capital, Kyiv, calling the situation desperate, with citizens facing the grim choice of fleeing or freezing. Russia has pounded energy facilities around Kyiv with a barrage of missile strikes, resulting in power outages and halts in water supplies to the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Somali forces stormed a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, where Islamic extremists had been holed up for more than 18 hours after killing 8 civilians and trapping dozens in the building. A police spokesperson says all 6 extremists died during the operation at the hotel. One member of the security forces was also killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be...
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natner with your headlines. A 20-year-old Sheboygan man has been arrested for a fatal hit and run. It happened about a half an hour after the conclusion of that city's holiday parade on Sunday night. A 69-year-old man was struck by a 4-door sedan while crossing the street. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police say the incident did not happen along the parade route and there's no indication it was intentional. When the House and Senate reconvene in Washington this week, Congress is expected to pass legislation codifying same-sex marriage protections and interracial marriage protections. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been a major driver of the effort and has been praised by both Republicans and Democrats for her leadership on the Respect for Marriage Act. Baldwin became the first openly gay U.S. senator when she was elected in 2012. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am back from vacation, bronzed, relaxed, refreshed, ready to go.
Good.
Ready to go. And we're talking about the 10 things I reflected on and observed and learned while on such a long vacation. And we are up to number 8. Yeah. I think the right length of a single vacation is 10 days.
You were just a couple days over?
I think so, but I can't decide if it's the bell curve of, this is what I've thought of, the bell curve of any vacation, unless it's only a weekend, which is not a vacation, is it takes you like 2 to 3 days to acclimate, whether that acclimation is actual jet lag or just actually getting out of the routine of I have to get up. But I, you know, because I think the first couple days we were there, I slept until 11.
Good for you.
It's not like we were even going out that late, but it was just sleep that I needed sleep. And then you get in the groove of just being on vacation and having it be long enough where you're just, we got so many days left. Oh my gosh. We still have all this time. And then by the last, like the end of the bell curve, you're like, you start thinking about what you need to do once you get back and you start getting anxious about doing those things. And you're like, well, let's just get back and start.
I just want to be home now.
And so, so that bell curve could potentially 10 days, then 10 days feels too long, yada, yada. But for 13 days, I think both Mike and I were like, we probably could have done 10. But well, and maybe it changes how many countries you're trying to do and how many things you're trying to fit in. But overall, I came back saying probably 10 days is enough.
Well, and both of those islands are pretty small.
Yes.
So you're kind of limited, you know, once you've done everything there, you've kind of done everything there.
Yeah. And that was, I forgot to say that part as far as picking the right person, because there was one day where we were like, we've had a lot of sun. Let's go see Black Panther.
Oh, you went to see a movie. Good for you.
One day we just were like, yeah, we probably don't need another day to just lay out and get baked.
And broil.
So, so we also saw Black Panther.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I liked it more than he liked it. He didn't. This was Mike's very genius comment about Black Panther. Because have you seen it yet?
I haven't.
So there, a plot point of it is that there is, which were they were Marvel Universe characters, but these like sea people that live in the ocean that like adapted from Aztec tribes and went underwater as colonization came, but now they're like God Namor can like, he has like wings on his heels and all this stuff. And he said, he's like, I could have done without the fish people. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, like in my Marvel movies, I want it to be, you know, based in reality. I was like, oh, okay.
What? That's absurd.
That was a step too far. Iron Man. Captain
no problem.
America,
yeah.
No problem.
Ant-Man? I mean, come on.
But Merpeople was a little... Vibranium in general being a super resource. But yeah. So anyway, I digress. All right. Number 9, The World Keeps Spinning Without You. Which I think is probably a reason why there's a lot of people who don't necessarily like taking vacation, because it's a reminder that... you're not as needed as you think you are.
Oh, you are more needed than you may realize.
Maybe. But, you know, it's just that reality that, you know, I think we all have these, whether we leave a job or get fired from a job or, you know, and it's this like sense of a self-importance of what we provide. And it's not that it's not true that when you decide to leave a place, but like you manage, like the place manages to go on without
yes.
you. And we're going to talk about that later this week, because I want to talk a little bit about all the layoffs happening in my old industry, which was tech.
Tech, yeah.
And kind of some of the, you know, because when I was a manager, I had to lay off some people. We went through company layoffs. And so I've lived through that. And it's one of those first reminders that, you know, your job doesn't always love you as much as they say they do.
That's for sure.
And so that's kind of a different topic. But I think in general, just the realization of... checked in a couple days and the show kept going, social media kept going to a certain extent, and it was like, all right, well, it's both a relief and also like, I'm not as neat as I thought I was.
Don't miss me. You don't miss me enough.
But then the final realization is also that even if that hurts your ego a little bit, take the vacation anyways.
You need it.
Because I took a selfie on the first day we got there. And then the last day, like one of the last days we were there, and the difference in just my eyes and how tired I looked, the tan helped. But like just in general, I felt like I looked totally different. Like, you know what I looked like? I looked like one of those pictures. Have you ever seen the side by side of someone who didn't drink for 30 days? And they look like a totally different person. And I was drinking, but like it was a stark difference, and it was just a physical reminder of that we need to take breaks, despite this workhorse mentality that we have in this country
Stress is really bad for you.
That yes. And that was, we're so bad. I mean, on the one hand, Americans are, we're one of the few countries that doesn't have any kind of policy when it comes to leave or paid vacation or anything, right? And so there is the way that our laws are not set up to incentive, like to be like, yes, this is a normal part of the world or like of work-life balance. So we're, but we also like can't take the vacation that we have. So I would, this is a question for the audience. That wraps up my, this is my segue. This wraps up my 10 things that I learned while I was on vacation. And now we're talking about unused vacation days. Because for anyone listening right now, we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, on whether or not you have unused vacation days left in the last month of 2022.
Because you're running out of time.
Because you're running out of time. So if you have vacation days left, why haven't you taken vacation? So that's the question. Do you have vacation days left? And if so, why haven't you taken a vacation? If it's because you're taking them for the holidays, fine. But just in general, I think it's interesting to think of the reasons behind who is or isn't taking the vacation that is already not guaranteed to us. And so we have in America, we have no federal paid vacation, and we're one of the only handful of countries that don't have paid annual leave. And I was looking at this when I was reading about it, and truly of the 38 or 36 countries that are in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is like a intergovernmental organization, 38 members. We're the only one without a paid annual leave policy.
Isn't that that's just remarkable.
And so it's, if I look at this, if it'll let me open it, and they have all the countries that you think would have. In France, 30 days paid vacation.
A month. You get a month.
You get a full month. UK, 28. And this is on top of there's actual holidays too, like federal holidays that are different from your vacation. And so the country with the most paid holidays is Austria and Portugal with 13 on top of their 25 and 22 paid vacation days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it looks like the Spain, oh no, Spain has 14 paid holidays, Catholic country. but yeah, so it's, so for almost all of these countries, Canada's the only one closest to us who has zero. That's not true. Well, we have paid holidays, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But Canada has 10 paid vacation days and 9 paid holidays, as does Japan. Except Japan has 15 paid holidays. So yeah, anyway, regardless, the lesson of that being, U.S. policy is not worker-friendly when it comes to considering your work-life balance and encouraging you to take vacations. But the thing is, Americans aren't good at using the vacation that we do have. Do you still have vacation days that you haven't used?
I guess I'm not sure exactly how many we got.
Fair.
But in my previous incarnations, I always used my vacation.
You did?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I just learned early on that, as you said, your job doesn't necessarily love you back as much as you love your job. And yeah, so I made sure I took every single one.
Because 55% of employees said they don't use all of their paid time off in the U.S.
God, that's a tragedy.
It was 2018, so I don't know. It'd be interesting to see updated post the Great Resignation and kind of this renaissance it seemed like people had with their work life, if that number is still the same. But as of 2018, it was 55%. And these were some of the reasons they give. And so I would love to hear from you if these are any of the reasons why you feel like you can't or don't take a vacation. So one was they felt they couldn't adequately disconnect from work while on vacation.
That's an absurd excuse.
Well, there's, but in this same article, there was conversations as far as the expectation that they still have to check their email while on vacation.
Oh, so it's like, why bother? I'm going to be bothered by work anyway.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Thought they wouldn't feel relaxed or connect with loved ones. Anticipated negative outcomes, such as feeling stressed or having financial burdens. And they feared falling behind in work and letting down their team and felt pressure from their coworkers to stay and work.
Wow.
So those were, in a series of different studies, kind of the summary of why people didn't take vacation. But the truth is, like, you physically, the health benefits of doing it are massive. So it's like people who take little to no time off of work have a variety of health-related issues. And like studies found that when employees did take an ample amount of time off, they had a much better work-life balance, and it led to improved personal relationships, increased job satisfaction, among other benefits.
And probably productivity, too. People produce more when they feel better, when they're rested, when they're right.
Totally. And so, but the one caveat that I was reading about this was, while, like, if it's going to be a stressful vacation, this goes back to my first thing that I learned. Traveling with a partner who is stressful maybe won't have the same outcome and health benefits that you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, poorly planned or stressful vacations apparently also eliminate the positive benefit of the time away. So it still has to be kind of, I guess, the right vacation. But I'm just interested for people who feel like they can't. And I was one of those people. I feel like
You couldn't go?
Well, in the last couple years, I haven't had a full-time employment. I've been freelancing, doing a variety of different things since 2017. And even in 2017, when I was still working in tech, I always worked at companies where there was unlimited vacation. So it was this is a big tech concept of the idea that as long as you get your work done,
it's cool.
And that's been study after study after study that people, especially in tech, with so many of these companies that had or still have unlimited vacation days, people take even less vacation than the average company, where it's like, you use it or lose it.
Right.
And so I think in those, the two big trips I took while in that job, because we had an office in Amsterdam and I had a team there that I was managing. So I turned two years in a row, I turned Europe trips partially as work. So I got paid for, like, I got the flights got paid for, but then bounced around for like another week.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So that was nice. That was a perk.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would love to hear from why you don't take your vacation days.
But to use the, you know, is work ever done? Is anyone's work ever really done unless you do things one piece at a time? You know what I mean? If you're making a table, you finish a table. If you're in tech, is your work ever really, there's always something to do.
There's always something to do.
Right?
And if you're in radio, there's always another show to do.
The next day.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 35 tonight, overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers, highs around 51. Much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. Chance of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting
after. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So, what did I miss?
Nothing. Everything is exactly
the same. I had the thought of being gone for this long. What do you miss? And when you're in the business of news and commenting on the news, sometimes lighter topics, sometimes heavier topics, I was like, I don't know what I miss. So if you have ideas on what you think I should know, give us a text, 844-967-2789. But this is kind of my summary of what I think I missed. And then Jane and Brooke can fill me in on anything else. So the Packers were 1-1. Including last night's game, I guess they were 1-2. I think they only played twice while I was gone. And we only watched the one that we watched, we won. So that's, you know,
that was
we're
good.
We're still having a bad to mediocre season. A million think pieces were written on Elon Musk, apparently. And while he's trying to kill Twitter, Twitter almost died one night. And I was, you know, as surprised as everyone else to wake up on Monday. And it was still alive. But now apparently we all have to join like Post or Hive or Mastodon or any of these other things. And that sounds incredibly exhausting.
The whole Mastodon thing sounds really confusing.
Yeah. So Twitter is...
It's still there.
It's still there. I'm still posting to it.
Yep. And I'm still
checking it.
I'm still lurking on it, but it does. It will be interesting to see what happens.
Old habits die hard.
They do.
The World Cup started and Qatar does not seem very chill.
No. And FIFA, that whole organization is in just, their reputation is in tatters.
But we're going to talk about this tomorrow because obviously we're going to be on air during the USA game, which starts at 1. And so we'll get some updates as far as the score because I've watched both games so far. But it's one of those things. So I want to talk more about the World Cup and dive a little bit deeper into it tomorrow because it does feel like one of those things where it's almost like the Twitter thing where you know that you could like... take a moral stand on supporting it or not supporting it, but ultimately you end up just supporting it anyways, because I don't think, no matter how awful it sounds, I mean, it's one thing about the LGBT stuff, but the fact that like 6,500 migrants died and all of the things that went into building this and all of that, but it's still the most dominant world sporting event.
There is so much money.
There's so much money.
There's so much money.
The fact that there's so many people talking about how bad it is, and yet I'm still watching. You know,
the bars. There's bars downtown, east side of Milwaukee that are British bars that I'm sure that are going to be jammed.
Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump announced for 2024. Apparently, it was very lackluster announcement that lacked energy. But sounds like everyone in the GOP wants DeSantis to run, but some people don't think that he has the cojones to do it. So I picked up on that. The GOP is going to fix the country by going after Hunter Biden.
Yes, that's the answer. That's the answer.
That got that. Mm-hmm. This one isn't a joke. There were, in 2 weeks, at least two mass shootings that happened while I was gone. Something called FTX imploded.
Is that the crypto?
The crypto.
That's the cryptocurrency.
The guy with the hair that looks like mine when I wake up in the morning. Yeah, that one.
The loof.
little afro. And then Tony Evers, Robin Voss, and Devin Lemieux spoke for the first time in 2 years.
Isn't that nice?
So what else did I miss?
Well, you missed the most recent Trump Nick Fuentes dinner.
Oh, I think I heard something about this. Okay.
That's still causing some ripples, apparently not among any Republicans.
Yeah.
But that is causing quite a few ripples. Lots of Fuentes stuff going out around on Twitter. It's really frightening to watch.
How terrifying this person
and
is.
The thing
is, he only 25 or
something? He's 24 years old. Yeah, he's like 24 years old.
That much influence and power, that's not like Charlie D'Amelio.
Well, someone's got to be backing him.
That could be true.
Yeah, he wants a Catholic country.
He
wants a Catholic country. Yes.
What are the evangelicals going to say about that?
I don't know. But yeah, very specific. He wants Catholics in control of everything.
One thing my brother found out, because we were raised Catholic. He didn't realize that other churches, you don't have to kneel.
Is that... That's the plus?
No, we were at Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family. We were at a Lutheran church, my aunt and uncle's Lutheran church. And literally we were, for one part of it, we were in the chapel. My brother was looking around I'm surprised he didn't light a fire when he walked in there because he hasn't been in a church in a while. But he looked around and goes, where are the pews? Or where are the kneeling things?
The kneelers.
And my aunt said, well, we don't do that in Lutheran Mass. He was so upset. He's like, I spent all those years kneeling.
And I could have been somewhere where I didn't have to.
Yeah. Downside of stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel.
Actually, that's how I became an entertainer. We were at Mass during one of those services. Let us kneel, let us stand, let us sit. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was not every Sunday. It was an occasional thing. And the church is packed, and the priest says, let us kneel, and everybody kneels, let us stand, everybody stands, let us sit, everybody sits. And I'm like four, and I say to my mother really loudly, why doesn't he make up his mind?
That's funny.
And the whole congregation burst out laughing. And I thought, I'm going to keep doing this.
I don't know what
this was, but this was not the reaction I was expecting. So anyway, sorry for that little deep.
No, that's a great story.
And it made the local paper.
Oh.
It was hung up on our avocado fridge.
Avocado fridge?
Yeah.
That's like, reminds me of the when you go to Kohler, when they started adding color to porcelain and all of the bright colors in like certain eras of appliances.
Oh, very specific.
Yeah.
Very time specific.
All right. Well, if there's anything else I miss that you think I should be aware of, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, because I'm sure things happened. I feel like I heard less about stuff that was happening in Wisconsin.
More than nationally?
Like, I feel like, yeah, there was things that popped up as far as, I think the Senate race was called while I was gone, because that took a couple days to finally, I think it was like the day I left, it was finally getting settled. Dougal Follett officially won.
Yes.
That happened while I was gone.
That did happen while you were gone.
Dougal Follett in his sun hat.
I know.
Back in the Capitol protecting the state seal.
Because somebody has to do it, Kristen.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
That's right.
That's true. And who else than the guy who's been there since 78?
Well, and at least doesn't want to take over the elections of the entire state.
That is the important part. So yeah, let us know what I missed. Call or text 844-967-2789. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, talk about Podcast Town. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new financial plan is...
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is driving.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.